ትንሽ ነገር ልናገር ፈልጋለሁ። መዝሙረ ዳዊት 125 አንዴ እናውጣ። ቨርስ 2 ቀድሞ ያወጣ ያንብብልን። የኢየሩሳሌም ከተማዋ የተቀጠረችው በምንድን ነው? በተራሮች ነው። ዙሪያውን ኢትስ ሰራውንድ ባይ ማውንቴንስ እና እግዚአብሔር ምንድን ነው የሚለው? የኢየሩሳሌምን ቅጥር ተራሮች እንደ ከበቧት እኔ የት ነኝ ነው የሚለው። ሲዘንብ እንቅልፋችሁ መጣ እንዴ? እኔ የት ነኝ ነው የሚለው። ከመቼ ጀምሮ? ከዛሬ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ በእናንተ ዙሪያ ነኝ ነው ነው የሚለው። ስለዚህ የእግዚአብሔር ጥበቃ ከማጋ ነው ማለት ነው። እና ዊ አር ፒፕል ሰራውንድድ ባይ ጋድ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል የሚለውን ነው የምነግራችሁ። ይሄ በብሉይ ኪዳን የተናገረው፣ በአዲስ ኪዳን ላይ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ደግሞ ያለውን አንድ ቦታ እናንብብና ከዛ ሁለተኛ ነገሥት ምዕራፍ 6 እንሄዳለን። ማቴዎስ ወንጌል 28 Matthew 28 beginning verse 18 ኢየሱስም ደቀ መዛሙርቱ ወዳሉበት ቀርቦ እንዲህ አላቸው፣ ስልጣን ሁሉ በሰማይና በምድር ተሰጥቶኛል። ማን ነው ይህንን የሚናገረው? ስልጣን ሁሉ በሰማይና በምድር ተሰጥቶኛል ማለት ከኔ የሚበልጥ የለም ማለት ነው ነው የሚለው እሱ። ከዛ በኋላ ምን ይላቸዋል? ስራ ነው የሚሰጣቸው። ስልጣን ሁሉ በሰማይ ምድር ተሰጥቶኛል፣ ስለዚህ ሂዱና ህዝቦቹን ሁሉ በወልድና በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስም እያጠመቃችሁ ደቀ መዛሙርት አድርጓቸው ያዘዝኳቸውንም ሁሉ እንዲጠብቁ አስተምሯቸው። ከዛ ምን ይላል? እኔ እስከ ዓለም ፍጻሜ ድረስ ሁልጊዜ ከማጋር ነኝ ከእናንተ ጋር ነኝ። ጌታ ኢየሱስ ነው የሚናገረው ይህንን። እኔ ከአንተ ጋር ነኝ ብላችሁ አሁን what difference does it make? ይህንን የሚናገረው ግን ምንድን ነው? እኔ በሰማይም በምድርም ስልጣን ተሰጥቶኛል ይልና ከዛ በኋላ ኢንስትራክሽን ይሰጣቸዋል። ከኢንስትራክሽኑ በኋላ I will be with you forever. እኔ ከእናንተ ጋር ነኝ። Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God is with you? Do you? Okay. ከቤት አንድ ነገር ይዤ ልመጣ አስቤ ነበር፣ ግን ህይወት ስትስቅ እየታየኝ ጥየው መጣው። የእንጀራ መጋገሪያ ክዳኑን ይዤው ልመጣ ነበር ከብድግ አድርጌ ላሳያችሁ የፈለግኩት ነገር ግን ኮንሴፕቱ እንዲገባችሁ ነው። አይ ዋንት ቱ አንደርስታንድ ዋት ሃው ጋድ ፕሮቴክት አስ። ይህንን አስቡት፣ ክዳኑ እንደሆነ ይሄ ዓለም ነው እና እግዚአብሔር ሲጠብቀን ጥበቃውን እንዲህ ነው የሚጋርድብን። እኛ እዚህ ስር ሆነን ይገባችኋል። ይሄ ዓለም ሆኖ እግዚአብሔር እንዲህ ይሸፍነዋል። አሁን this is what I'm trying to tell you. You woke up, you came from home in እዚህ ነን ያለ ነው That doesn't mean there is no fight. There is no war. There's always a fight. Gun. What's different about us is we're protected by who? God. We are protected by God like this. Xavier, you know how sometimes we know that God is protecting us? When he lift his protection up. አንዳንድ ቦታ ላይ አሁን ዛሬ የምናየው ክፍል ትንሽ ላምሮ የሚከብድ ክፍል ነው one of the toughest portion of the bible እና አንዳንድ ቦታ ላይ ጣላት መጥቶ የእስራኤልን ህዝቦች ሲወጋቸው እግዚአብሔር እኔ እንዲህ አደርጋለሁ ብሎ እነሱ ባረጉት ጥፋት ምክንያት ሲጎዳቸው ጣላቶቻቸውን ለነሱ ብሎ የፈጠራቸው ጣላቶች አይደሉም they are there from the beginning The reason why they didn't attack to begin with in the first place is because there's God's protection. Sa'atafugun, what God does is he lifts his protection up. What's going to happen? The enemies will come in. Enemy or chu, they're not created for that instance. They were there from the beginning. Do you get the concept? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just the fact that we came in successfully, is it just the fact that we drove our car, just the fact that we didn't die, just the fact that our house is protected, just the fact that nothing happened, it doesn't mean there's no war. It means we're surrounded by God's protection. Amen? We have to know this. When something happens and our life is messed up, it doesn't mean the enemy was created for that instance. They were there from the beginning. Let's see now. Bamin, Mazmur Day, Psalms 125, chapter, verse 2. Tararuch ye Yerushalimin indekababat, kahunu jamru lezalalim, ani bezwe zuryanim. ይህንን የሚናገር ማን ነው? እግዚአብሔር ነው። እውነተኛ አምላክ ነው። He is always there. Then there is a time when he sinned. There is a time when God lifts his protection. And we have to face the enemy. ፐርፐዙ ምንድን ነው? እኛን ወደ እርሱ ለመመለስ ነው። So now we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 6.
ከዚያም በኋላ የሶርያ ንጉስ ወልደ አዴር ሰራዊቱን ሁሉ ሰበሰበ ወጥቶም ሰማርያን ከበባት በሰማርያም ታላቅ ራብ ሆኖ ነበር እነሆም የአህያ ራስ በሀምሳ ብር የእርግብን ኩስ የገሞር ስምንተኛ የሚሆን በአምስት ብር እስኪሸጥ ድረስ ከበቧል
የእንግሊዝኛውን ቨርዥን ላንብብላችሁ አንድ መፈልገው ቃል ስላለ ነው እዛ ውስጥ Sometime later, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mobilized his entire army and marched up and laid siege to Samaria. There was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long. እስቲ አንድ ላይ so long በሉ?
So long.
That a donkey head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cup of seed pods for 5 shekels. Okay. To give you the background story, the people of Israel, when Yegzabir's watch, were worshipping idols. They weren't following God's instruction. So this is the consequence. Hinnino mialfubet neger. ከጥቂት ጊዜ በኋላ ይሄ በነዳድ የሚባለው ንጉስ ተነሳ። የሶሪያ ንጉስ ነው። ከተማይቱን ሰማሪያ ከበባት ይላል። የእንግሊዘኛ ወርድ የተጠቀመበት ወርድ ምንድን ነው? ሲጅ ነው። ይሄ ወርድ ከበባት ከሚለው ዴፊኒሽን በላይ ትርጉም አለው። ማለት you remember Psalms 125 የኢየሩሳሌም ቅጥር በተራሮች ተከበባት ከቧታል መግቢያ መውጫ የለም ምን ማለት ነው? No food was coming in or out. Minim supply nagarilam. There is no supply because it's siege. Alamau mindinno? ከተማው ተከቧል። It's sieged. There's no food or supply coming in or out. The purpose is to starve them so that they will surrender. Lama to the enemy. Does that ring a bell? That's exactly what's going to happen when we lose our communication with God. Do you believe God is your source of energy or anything to live in? Do you believe that you'd come out on in every single day from your house, from your source, by the power and energy and power and everything that we get from His source, from our source? The enemy sieged the city. There's no food. There's no supply to starve them. That's what's going to happen when we lose our connection with God. That's what's going to happen when we don't communicate with God every single day. That's what's going to happen when we're not feeding ourselves with the Word of God. That's what's going to happen when we're hooked with the social media, not this. ከተማይቱ እንደከበባት ለስንት ጊዜ? For how long? And like? For how long? So long. Can you imagine living without food supply and starve yourself for so long? Some of us physical bone neger yonal rab ust lileqan mi felgew ganzeb maatat. Some of us by relationship. Some of us could be many different things that he's trying to starve us. Gin Jerusalem in Syria katama mindinu yaderego kebebe migbaut. There's no supply, there's no food. They can't come out or in. They're stuck inside. እና የሚቀጥለውን ስናነብ ምን ያህል እንደሚዘገንን you will understand what they were going through. ከዛ ምን ይላል መሰላችሁ? A donkey head sold for 80 shekels. ሌላኛው ምንድነው? ከተማይቱ እንደከበበ የአንድ አህያ ጭንቅላት በ80 ሰቅል ብር የጎሞር አንድ ስምንተኛ የርግብ ኩስ በ5 ሰቅል ብር እስኪሸጥ ድረስ ታላቅ ራብ ሆነ። ይሄንን የሚሸጡት ለማን ነው? ለሶሪያ ሰዎች ምን ሊያረጉት ነው? ሊበሉት። ዝም ብለን አንብበን ካለፍነው ምንም ትርጉም አይሰጠንም። ግን we have to go back to that days. እነዚህ ነገሮች by the way they are unclean. God's people are not supposed to eat these things. ግን ከረሃቡ because of the drought ከረሃቡ የተነሳ their morale has been gone depleted. There is no morale, there is no law, there is nothing that they care about. All they need is something to eat and they end up eating these things. They were unclean. አይሁዶች የሚጸየፉት ነገር ነው። ዝም ብላችሁ ስታነቡ ስታጠኑ አንደኛ የርግብ ኩስ አስቡት። ሁለተኛ የአህያ ጭንቅላት ማለት ምንም ነገር የለውም። ግን በውድ ዋጋ እየተሸጡ የሶሪያ ሰዎች ይበሉ ነበር። ከምን የተነሳ? ጠላት ከበባቸው። መውጫ መግቢያ የለም። ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ግንኙነታችንን ስናቆም የማይደረግ ነገር ነው የምናደርገው። ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ግንኙነታችን ስናቆም let me ask you this question. By the way, ይሄኛውን ጥያቄ ለምን እንግሊዘኛ እንደማወራ ይገባችኋል አይደል? We all have a job, right? Sometimes we go to a job, to our workplace, and it's just us. We feel like it's an easy job, and now we get paid. We go home and we thank God, we worship Him, and everything is light. Sometimes we go to work and we feel like we are laboring like hell. Do you feel that way sometimes? You know what? When God is with us, when we are surrounded by the presence of God, that's going to happen at work. You go to the work, and who is there? God. And sometimes you're struggling to come up with solutions. He will give you the blessing to understand what the situation is, and you solve the problem. And sometimes we work customer service. You know, when the mean person come and try to attack us, God will give us the grace how to handle the person. We smoothly go through. But sometimes it's hell. And sometimes we know when there's God's protection and when there is no God's protection. This is what's going to happen. Things that's supposed to be easy is getting tougher now. Things that they're not supposed to eat, they're eating it now. Things that they're not even supposed to touch, they're eating it now. Why? God's protection was taken out. That's exactly what's going to happen when God's protection is lifted up and the enemy gets in. እንድትረዱኝ የምፈልገው ነገር እኔ ጧት ተነስተታችሁ የምትጸልዩትና ባይብል የምታነቡት ጌታን የምታመልኩት has big value. What I'm trying to tell you is everything that you pray in the morning, that you read your Bible, the communication you establish between you and God, and give him the time to talk to you and you talk to him, and the instruction you receive what to do that day, that's valuable. That's the one that protects us from being taken over by the enemy. What the enemy is trying to do is to starve us and to surrender to him. Now that's exactly what happened. የሚከተለውን ተመልከቱ። የእስራኤል ንጉስ በቅጥሩ verse 26 የእስራኤል ንጉስ በቅጥሩ ላይ በሚመላለስበት ጊዜ አንዲት ሴት ድምጿን ከፍ አድርጋ ጌታዬ ንጉስ ሆይ እባክህ እርዳኝ አለች። ያለፈው ሳምንት እንደነገርኳችሁ ቁጥር 26ን ልገነጣጥልላችሁ። የእስራኤል ንጉስ በቅጥሩ ላይ በሚመላለስበት ጊዜ ይሄኛው ምን ያሳየናል? What's የሚቀጥለው happen ሊያረግ whatever is going to happen is in public. ቁጥር ላይ ማለት እሱ ሲመላለስ everybody sees him. public line ነገር ላይ ነው። በቅጥሩ ላይ በሚመላለስበት ጊዜ አንዲት ሴት ድምጿን ከፍ አድርጋ ይላል። አንዲት ምን? there's a reason why God put some words or some people in the Bible, they give them the chance to be written in the Bible. As the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, which is public, a woman, why would he mention a woman? Why wouldn't he say somebody da 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 da? This is why in the Old Testament, if a woman come out and express her frustration in public, it's a critical situation. If you remember Nehemiah sinat anatzila chundu una alakam setochu nya tabaddelenal bilo wotto yewottu setochu neberu yanni no yawokut israelin bahal setoch publicly wotto complain kaderegu the situation is really critical and somebody has to look into it right away inna zim lay setoch set wotta ንጉሱን እርዳኝ ትለዋለች። መጀመሪያ የነው there she standing on the wall, it's public, ሴቶ ታለች, it's critical. ሶስተኛው ምንድነው የሚለው እግዚአብሔር ቃል? ንጉሶይ እባክህ እርዳኝ አለች። ምን ስትታያላችሁ እዚህ ላይ? Exactly, she was supposed to seek help from God. Instead, who is she asking help? The king. I thought it was the Ethiopian's issue. Gunzia gar matensna, it's everybody's issue. Is people seeking solution from the government. That's not a Christian way of dealing things. Who should be seeking solutions from? God, not from the government. This lady She went ahead and asked help. Who? The king, who represent the government. Is that the right thing to do? No, you can see from the next verses, few verses. Hasabat, verse 27, Nugusum, Xabil Kalradash, and Indit Larash Ichalalo. ከኡድማው ነው ወይስ ከወይን መጥመቂያው የምረዳሽ ሲል መለሰላት ከዚያም ለመሆኑ ምንድነው ሲል ጠየቃት What do you think she would feel? ተስፋ ያረጋችሁት ሰው ፌል ሲያረግ Remember what happened in 2020, right? United States is the number one country that all the nations look for solutions. But remember how many people died? COVID? And we all were messed up. All the government was questioning. Everyone was scratching their heads. Regardless, the government couldn't come up with any solutions. That's exactly what kind of situation this lady was. She was looking help from the king. የሚመለስላት መልስ ምንድነው? ከአውድማው አውድማ ምን እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ አይደል? And now he was trying to be sarcastic or from the wine press. Malet wayn mitamekebet bota lay no. He's still trying to be sarcastic. Minim neger indelil taqallish taqiyallish ni lerradash alchilim no. Lemhonu mindinno chigir shalat. Kahasmin jimro አብሻም በብስ
ከዚያም ለመሆኑ ችግርሽ ምንድነው ሲል ጠየቃት እሷም እንዴት ስትል መለሰችለት እቺ ሴት ዛሬ እንድንበላው ልጅሽን አምጪው ነገ ደግሞ የኔን ልጅን በላዋለን አለች ስለዚህ ልጄን ቀቅለን በላ ነው በማግስቱም እንድንበላው ልጅሽን አምጪው አልኳት እሷ ግን ደበቀችው
እንካ The king replied, if it does not help you, where can I get help for you? From the threshold floor, from the wine press. Then he asked her, what's the matter? She answered, this woman said to me, give up your son, and so we may eat him today. And tomorrow we'll eat my son. So we cooked my son and ate him. The next day I said to her, give up your son so we may eat him. But she had hidden him. ወገኖች ሰው ከመሬት ተነስቶ እዚህ ቦታ ላይ አይደርስም ስንት ጊዜ ፈጅቷል ሲጀምር ግን እንደዚህ ነበር አይደለም you might probably miss a single day of your time with God and you feel guilty you say I'll do tomorrow and the next day you continue የምትወርድበትን አዘቅት ወይም የምትወርጅበትን አዘቅት አታቂውም ቀናቶች ሲደመሩና so long it's not a one time thing it's gradually they end up eating their own children parents should care for the kids, not the other way around, right? That's the norm. In this situation, who is sustaining the parents? The kids. How? By being eaten like a food. You see, the norm, it's moral devastation. How did it start? Gradually, they end up, parents, instead of taking care of the kids are now taking care of the parents. I'm sure in that tour we're being yet come at you better number. Do you know when we allow to let people take Bible from the curriculum from schools is equating to eating the kids? ትምርት ቤት ውስጥ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንዳይማሩ ሲከለከል ምን ማለት እንደሆነ? Do you know you can equate like eating the kids when we don't let our children grow in a Christian environment? Where the parents don't live by example in the house? Do you know that you don't, it doesn't necessarily has to be your kid, but what about the kids around you? What about the kids in the church? What about the kids where you live? It doesn't necessarily be a kid. What about someone older than you, but he's new like a kid? Christian, what about fellowshipping with a person, letting him grow in the Bible, teaching him, discipling him? Do you know that not doing that can be equated like eating kids? I guess I'm going to leave each one of us. Am I eating kids? Am I sustaining the kids, or are we being sustained by the kids? Who is leading the house? Are you as a parent leading the house, or are the kids leading the house? That can be equated eating kids. You know, sometimes I have a daughter. I can see sometimes she's trying to lead the house. When we the parents are there, she will be the one controlling what TV show we're going to be looking at. We have changed our life around her, but sometimes I have to be careful that she's not leading the house. Sometimes you have to be careful that you're not being led by a kid instead of you leading the kid. That can be equated in eating the kids, especially in this social media world. Believe me, they lead you like crazy. They think that you know nothing. እኔ አሜን መቶኛ ቤት ይቀመጣል ነበር እንዴት እንደ ፋራ ያየኝ እንደነበር ለነግራችኋል። በእውነት ነው የምላችሁ። በቃ ምለው ነገር በሙሉ when I try to advise him, he thinks that he knows better than me. I mean, he came from Ethiopia for just a month or two. My God is asking parents to lead the kids. Otherwise, it means like eating the kids. How many times did you read this Bible verse and say, I don't do this? But we do it. We do it. Our children, God gave us to care for them. The original parent is God Himself, not us. In this situation, what happened? They lose connection with God, with the source. She went ahead and asked the king solution. The king said, nope, I don't have any solution for you. But he wanted to listen what she's about to say. And when he heard her case, what did he do? Verse 30, when the king heard the woman's word, he tore his robes. As he went along the wall, the people looked and they saw that under his robes, he had sackcloth on his body. Salasa, kutur salasa, andin kamayetachin befit, kutur salasa lay. Atar lay kamot atu befit. Coast ምን ለብሷል? ማቅ ለብሷል። ምን ላይ ነበር ማለት ነው? ሐዘን ላይ ነበር። ይሄንን ታሪክ ሲሰማ ምን አደረገ? When the king heard the woman's word, he tore his robes. የምን ምልክት ነው? መቅደድ? የሐዘን ምልክት ነው። As he went along the wall publicly, ነው ደግሞ የሚያደርገው። And he went along the wall. The people looked at, and that they saw under his robes, he had sackcloth on his body. Waganuchi. When a king wore sackcloth, that's devastation. When the king tore his garment, that's a big devastation. When someone who we trust, someone who we depend on, sackcloth lepso sitayu, mindro misamachu, wudkat. Was that enough for God to show His mercy? Was that enough for God to return back His face to the people? Let's see what verse 31 says. He said, may God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if the head of Elisha, son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulder today. ንጉሱም ሴቲቱ ያለችውን ሲሰማ ልብሱን ቀደደ በቅጥሩ ላይ በሚመላለስበት ጊዜ በውስጥ ማቅ መልበሱን ህዝቡ አየ። ንጉሱ የሳፋጥ ልጅ የኤልሳ ራስ ዛሬ እንግሊዘኛ ኤላይሻ ይላል የአማርኛው ኤልሳ ይላል ኦኬ ራስ ዛሬ በአንገቱ ላይ ካደረ እግዚአብሔር ይህን ያርግብኝ ከዚህም የባሰ ያምጣብኝ ብሎ ዛተ ወደ እግዚአብሔር የሚመለሰው እንደሱ ያደርጋል ማን ነው ይሄን ማን ላይ ነው የተነሳበት የእግዚአብሔር ነብይ ጋ ምክንያቱም እሱ ነው ይሄንን ትንቢት ያመጣው አዝኗል ማቅ ለብሷል ግን ልቡ የት ነው ያለው ነብዩን ማጥፋት ላይ ወገኖች አንዳንድ ጊዜ sometimes we can cry, we can be sad, mad, whatever word, adjective you can use. That's not enough for God to turn his face towards us. We need to repent. What does repent mean? ፊታችንን ወደ እሱ አዙረን ራሳችንን ለእግዚአብሔር ሰረንደር ስንናረግ ጣላት እሱ ጋር ሰረንደር ነው ጣላት እጃችን እንድንሰጥ የሚፈልገው That's what the enemy wants. እግዚአብሔር ግን ለሱ እንድንሰጥ ነው የሚፈልገው. ሰውዮ ሐዘኑ is one of the things. ካላዘንን ንስሐ መግባት አንችልም አይደል? He was on the good path. ማዘን ጥሩ ነው ግን መመለስም አለ. Instead, ሰውዮ ግን he wants to kill Elisha. ኤልሳ ከሽማግሌዎቹ ጋር በመነጋገር ላይ ሳለ መልእክተኛው ደርሶ ወረደ. ንጉሱም ደርሶ ይህንን ጥፋት የመጣው ከእግዚአብሔር ነው ታዲያ እኔ ከእግዚአብሔር ምን እጠብቃለሁ አለ. የሚገርማችሁ ነገር he has the understanding that this thing came up from who? From God. Do you know what it means? Like I told you before, God didn't create these people before, in that moment. They were there from day one. But he was protecting them. He realized God's protection was taken off of the people. Instead of returning back to God, what is he trying to do? He's trying to kill Elisha. Which is totally against what God planned. While he was still talking to them, the messenger came down to him. The king said, "This disaster is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" ቁጥር 1 ላይ 7 ኤልሳም እንግዲህ የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ሰማ. እግዚአብሔርም እንዲህ ይላል በነገው ዕለት በዚህ ሰዓት በሰማርያ በር አንድ መስፈሪያ ማለፊያ ዱቄት በአንድ ሰቅል ሁለት መስፈሪያ ገብስ በአንድ ሰቅል ይሸጣል አለ. መቼ? በነገ ጧት. Verse 1, Elisha replied, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a sea of the finest flour will sell for a shekel, and two sas of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Okay. Let me ask you this question. Take your Christian hat off and this is the question. If I said this to you that God said, this is going to happen tomorrow at this time, would you believe me? As a human being? No. Why? Because this has been going on for how long? So long. How can this be tomorrow at that time when this thing was going on for so long? If he had said a year from today, I can believe it. Or 2 years from today. But God is speaking to the people and saying tomorrow at this day, things will come back to normal. The officer on whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgate of the heavens, could this happen?" ቁጥር 2 ጥበብ አንብብልኝ።
ንጉሱም በእጁ ተደግፎ የነበረ አለቃ ለእግዚአብሔር ሰው መልሶ ነው እግዚአብሔር በሰማይ መስኮቶች ቢያደርግ ይህ ነገር ይሆናልን አለው። እሱም እነሆ ባይኖች ታዩአለ ከዚያም አትቀምስም አለ።
አንዳንድ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ታሪኮች ላይ እንዲልባችሁ የምታዝኑለት ሰው የለም? አንደኛው ትዝ ይላችኋል አይደል? ምንድን ነው ስሙ? ይሄ እስራኤሎች ይዘውት የሚዞሩት አርክ ኦፍ ኮቨነንት ታቦቱ፣ እሱን አህያው ደንብሮ ሊወድቅ ሲል እንዳያወድቅ የነካው ሰውዬ ትዝ ይላችኋል? ኦዚያ። ያው እና ምን ሆነ እሱ ሰውዬ? እሱ ሰውዬ አያሳዝናችሁ? ይህም ሰውዬ ያሳዝነኛል። ምክንያቱም just think like a human being, it's been going on for so long. የሚሰማው ነገር ነገ በዚህ ጊዜ ይሆናል፣ እግዚአብሔር ሰማዩን እንኳን ቢቀደድ እንደዚህ ሊሆን አይችልም ማለት በአይነ ታየዋለ ግን አትቀምሰውም ብሎ ተናገረው እግዚአብሔር። የሚገርማችሁ ነገር ምን ሆነ? በዚያ ጊዜ የለምጽ በሽታ የያዛቸው አራት ሰዎች በከተማይቱ መግቢያ በር አጠገብ ነበሩ። እነርሱም እርስ በርሳቸው እንዲተባባሉ እስከ ሞት ድረስ በዚህ የምንቆየው ለምንድን ነው? ታዲያ ወደ ከተማይቱ እንግባ ብለው በዚያም ራብ ከጊዜ እጥረት የተነሳ ልጨርስላችሁ፣ አራት ለምጻሞች ደጅ ነበሩ። እዚህ ብንቀመጥ በራብ እንሞታለን፣ ወደ ውስጥ ብንገባ ይገሉናል፣ እዛ ብንሄድ ግን ጠላቶቻችን ጋር ብንሄድ አሉ ወይ እጃችንን ከሰጠን የእነሱ ባሪያውን እንኖራለን እንተርፋለን፣ ወይ ደግሞ ይገሉናል። ስለዚህ ኮስት ቤኔፊት አናሊሲስ ሰሩ፣ ጠላት ጋር እንሂድ ብለው ተነስተው ሄዱ። ሲሄዱ ጠላት ጋር ምን ሆነዋል? ጠላቶቹ የሉ። ይህንን ታሪክ በደንብ አንብቡት ወገኖቼ። ጠላቶቹ የሉም። ከዛ በኋላ እቃቸው የሚበሉትን በሉ፣ የሚሰበስቡትን ሰበሰቡ። እየሰበሰቡ እያሉ አንድ ጥያቄ ጠየቁ። This is not right. We have to go and share this news to the people. And they went ahead and shared the news. And the king sent people to confirm the story, which they did. And after that, all things become normal. What I'm trying to tell you is these four people, lems amuch, sle lems amuch, kazi bhi fitna gagranel. Andenya, they are unclean. Not only they are unclean, but if they touch you, you become unclean. And if somebody clean touched them, that person would be unclean. And the worst thing is, if they see people coming towards them, they have to scream saying, I am unclean, I am unclean, I am unclean, to give them warning so that those people would be protected to be clean. Their situation is worse. Who did God choose to let this news go to the people? The lepers. What's your reason not to do what God asks you to do? You're not marginalized. You're not sick. You're healthy. What's your reason? What's my reason? These people, the law even says not to mix with these people. But who did God choose to let the people know that there is food? The story, the history has been changed. The lepers. Well, don't you? የእግዚአብሔር ጥበቃት ከተነሳባችሁ even if it's for so long እግዚአብሔር ነገ ሊቀይረው ይችላል። ይህንን አምላክ ነው የምናመልከው። Our history might be the so long, but God can make a change tomorrow. He is a miraculous God. ታሪካችሁ ምንድን ነው? What's your history? አንድ ውድቀት ላይ ወድቃችሁ ሊሆን ይችላል። እግዚአብሔር ግን ነገ ታሪካችንን መቀየር የሚችል አምላክ ነው። Have you ever felt like people saw you? Whenever a talk Christian had a loom and dining and dining min loo nagar al idol. Can Xavier naga tarikachin and make a year chilal? In an amlak no man namilko. And now bohala tariku katamel lesa bohala so you mota. Xavier timota lendalo. Sama ginsai usak am so mota. ሰዎችም ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተመለሱ። ለለው መፈልገው ነገር ምንድነው? ወገኖቼ እግዚአብሔር ቃሉ የሚቀይር አምላክ አይደለም። የኢየሩሳሌምን ቅጥር ተራሮች እንደከበቧት እኔ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ ለዘላለም በሕዝቡ ዙሪያ ነኝ እንዳለ እግዚአብሔር he is always with his people. ምንድነው የሚለው? ስልጣን ሁሉ በሰማይ በምድር ለኔ ተሰጥቶኛል። እኔ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ ለዘላለም ከናንተ ጋር ነኝ ያለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አሁንም ከኛ ጋር አለ። If you don't feel that presence, የእግዚአብሔር ጥበቃ ከላያችሁ ላይ እንደተነሳ የሚሰማችሁ ሰዎች፣ የምታዩት ነገር የማያምራችሁ ሰዎች ካለ አንዳንድ ጊዜ ራሳችንን ኤግዛሚን ማድረግ ጥሩ ነው። እነዚህ ሰዎች I am 100% sure from day one hin nagar alayutum gin gradually sasubut zidaraja lay derasu gin ye lesino beyekanu egzabier fit qarben metsaleyna qalun bambab yallebin kagonoch gar fellowship marag yallebin wogenoch ye mahaberna adir aidellem ehe hiwatno ehe kitesus kristus yemigenyibetno ይሄ የ አኒ ወገኖች ማህበርና ድራሎድም አንድ ነገር ትርጉም ካልሰጠኝ ለሰው ብዬ ማረጋ አልችልም አልፈጠረብኝ እና ዝም ብለን ተሰብስበን እንጫወት ምና ባይብል ናጥናሽ እናምልክ ደስ ነው የሚለኝ እንጸልይ ደስ ነው የሚለኝ ግን አብረን ይሄ ፉትቦል ምን እንዚህ ተሰብስበን እንጫወት ከትንሽ ደቂቃ በኋላ ይጣፋብኛል በቃ ይሄ ሱ አይደለም ይሄ ህይወት ነው ይሄ ወገኖቼ ማነሳችንን አትዩት ይሄ እግዚአብሔር የሚገኝበት ህብረት ነው ይሄ እግዚአብሔር ያከበረው ህብረት ነው ይሄ እግዚአብሔር ያለበት ቦታ ነው ይሄ የእግዚአብሔር ድምጸት የሚሰማበት ቦታ ነው። ይሄ የእግዚአብሔር ፈውስ የሚመጣበት ቦታ ነው። ወገኖቼ ላይገባን ይችላል ግን you don't know እግዚአብሔር የሚሰራውን ስራ አታቁም። እግዚአብሔር አሁንም ከኛ ጋር አለ። ተበቃውንትን መመለስ ፈልጋለሁ ጌታ የሚሰማኝ ነገር አለ ምንል ሰዎች ካልን ወገኖቼ ተደዋውሉ። ልባችሁን እግዚአብሔር ዝም ብሎ እኛ ብቻችን እንድንኖር አልፈጠረንም። እና ጸልይን በሉ ጸልይልን በሉ መጸለይ ይቻላል። እግዚአብሔር